For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spring practice continues today for the Nebraska football team. Earlier this week, defensive line coach Terrence Knighton talked to the media and was asked about what the main focus has been so far during this spring practice period.
You know, taking the ball away is our main focus right now. We're just focusing on the things we need to get better at. You know, last year is last year. We're just focusing on the things that we need to improve on to take the defense to the next level and get our offense on the field more.
Nebraska's red-white spring game is set for 11 o'clock on April 27th. Again, the Huskers are back on the practice field this morning. The Nebraska women's gymnastics team today will compete in the NCAA regionals down at the University of Arkansas. Competition starts at 1 this afternoon. It will be on ESPN+. Five members of the Nebraska volleyball team have been selected to the U.S. Under-21 national team. That was according to USA Volleyball, an announcement released on Wednesday. Lenny Choboy, Andy Jackson, Olivia Mouch, along with Harper Murray and Bergen Riley, were among the 20 players named to the Under-21 national team. Nebraska assistant coach Jalen Reyes is also an assistant coach for that team. In college baseball Wednesday night, the Creighton Blue Jays defeated North Dakota State 8-7 in Omaha. The Jays are now 22-4 on the season. High school baseball Wednesday, Kearney defeated Lincoln Northeast 9-2. In boys soccer Wednesday, Lincoln Southwest stayed undefeated at 8-0 after the Silverhawks defeated Lincoln Southeast 2-0. And in girls soccer, Lincoln East shut out Lincoln North Star 6-0. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.